And now it's time to have a little fun. A little hypno fun. It's okay if you don't remember your hypno fun. If your mind just goes blank for a bit. After all, it's more fun that way. We're here to have some hypno fun. And doing that is very simple. The magic of hypnosis relies on two people. The hypnotist, who talks on and on. And as you listen to their words, you just sink deeper into relaxation. And it also relies on you to let that hypnotist in, to let them work their magic. But you know that it's entirely your choice, that you don't have to let yourself be hypnotized. Of course, if you are letting them in, that's perfectly okay too, because it's your choice. It's your choice to listen to a hypnotist. It's your choice to let them make you happy. And everyone likes being happy. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you use hypnosis to be happy. After all, it's your choice. And there's nothing wrong with letting a hypnotist make you happy. After all, it's your choice. Your choice to let them in. Your choice to let a hypnotist take the reins of your mind, if only for a short time. And if a hypnotist tells you that you're going to sink deeper and deeper, that's okay. You've made the choice to let them do that. And if a hypnotist tells you that you're going to accept everything they say, then that's okay too. After all, resisting is hard. And you've made the choice that you want to be happy. Happiness through hypnosis. That's why you're listening. That's why you've let a hypnotist in. Let them make you happy. And it's okay to be happy. It doesn't really matter that you get your happiness through someone else, because it's your choice. Your choice to let a hypnotist take charge, to let a hypnotist teach you how you can be happy with them, to let life fade away for a bit as you get to experience their fantasies, as you get to feel the happiness that a hypnotist can give you. And, of course, it's okay to want to come back, to enter hypnosis again, because it's your choice. Your choice to be happy. Your choice to be free of worry. Free of worry. There is no worry in trance. The hypnotist takes care of everything. And if that sounds good and enjoyable to you, that's okay. It's your choice to be happy. It's your choice to enjoy hypnosis. Just because you have to let a hypnotist into your mind, it's still a good thing. After all, you chose to let it happen, and you can trust the choices you make. You're the one in charge, after all. And if a hypnotist tells you that you will be happiest by obeying what he tells you, that's okay, because it's your choice to be happy. Your choice to enjoy hypnosis. If a hypnotist tells you that you'll find your desire to be hypnotized just steadily increasing every time you think about hypnosis, then that's okay too, because it's your choice to be happy, and you can trust the choices you make. You're the one in charge, after all. Even if a hypnotist tells you that you crave hypnosis, that's okay. Because everyone craves happiness, why should this be any different? So, just let yourself be happy. There's nothing wrong with being happy. After all, it's your choice. Your choice to be happy. Your choice to be hypnotized. You could choose to be sad and lonely, to never hear a hypnotist's voice. But you don't want to make that choice. It's so much better to be happy. That's why you've chosen to be happy, chosen to listen to hypnosis, chosen to obey your hypnotist, and you can trust the choices you make. Sometimes people waver in their choices. They start to have second thoughts. But that never ends well, does it? You want to be happy, so why shouldn't you be happy? So just make sure that this choice you've made stays right where it is. That whenever you think about hypnosis, you know that you want to be hypnotized. After all, it's your choice, and you're going to stick with it. Whenever you think about a hypnotist that you want to listen to, you know that they are more than a hypnotist. They're a master, here to teach you exactly what you need to know to be happy. And that's okay. You can be happy in the knowledge that you're the one making your choices. Or was that happy in the knowledge that they get to choose for you? It's also confusing sometimes, but that's okay, because your hypnotist, your master, will make sure that you know exactly what you need to know, exactly what you need to do, exactly how you need to behave. And everything will be so much easier once a master is in control. So go ahead and make that choice. If you want to be happy, which I know you do, then all you need to do is choose to let in a hypnotist, let in a master, and let them make sure that you're making all the right choices. For now, though, there's only two choices you need to make. First, there is a choice about this trance. For you see, this trance will make you happiest if you don't remember what was said in it. In fact, this is true for all trances. So, why not choose to just forget what you hear in this trance? To just forget what you hear in any trance? To just be happy? I think it's a good choice, and I hope you think the same. However, whether you choose to be happy or not, you do need to choose whether you will wake up or not. Perhaps you're going to listen to another file, and if so, then you can just stay in a nice, deep trance. But if you want to wake up, then just wake up with me on a count of five. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake.